Exercise 11, page 87.
Excuse me, have you got a moment?
What can I do for you?
I'm a sociology student from Leeds University, and we're doing a survey on the rise in crime. We're interested in getting people's views. That is, what they see as the main reasons.
Oh, what would you like to know?
First of all, would you say that unemployment was a factor in the rise in crime?
Yes, I'd say it was. If a person remains unemployed for a long time, it becomes difficult for them to support themselves. Some people may turn to crime as an easy way of making money. Of course, seeing all those products advertised on TV all the time doesn't help either.
So you think advertising is to blame as well?
Oh yes, definitely. TV advertising makes you want things that you don't really need. Some people end up stealing things they want, but they can't afford.
You mentioned TV. Do you think that some programmes might play a part in the rise in crime?
I certainly do. Some programmes are so violent it makes me sick to watch them. Seeing violence so often on the television makes young people think that it's all right and makes them more likely to act in a violent way in real life. What's more, criminals are often shown in a way that makes them and their lifestyles look glamorous and desirable. Who can blame the kids for wanting to be like them?
And what about social pressures?
Yes, I suppose that's part of it as well. Teenagers in particular are often drawn into the wrong group of friends and feel pressure to fit in. This usually means that they have to commit petty crimes such as shoplifting in order to be accepted by the gang. The worst thing is that once you begin a life of crime, it can be very difficult to get out, and you end up committing more and more serious offences.
I see. Thank you for your interesting comments. They've been very helpful.
Oh, you're very welcome.